PPI.org.
Disability and Progress. We bring you insights into ideas about and discussions on disability topics. This is KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and KFAI.org. My name is Sam. I'm the host of this show. Thanks so much for tuning in. Thanks for Mason Butler for engineering. Charlene Dahl is my research team. Thank you, Charlene. Aliza Olenig is our scheduled guest today, and we are speaking about ORCAM. And Aliza is the area sales manager for the Lakes region of the Midwest for ORCAM Technologies. Hello, Aliza.
Hi there. Thank you for having me on again. It's been a while.
I know. It seems like it's been so long since we've seen each other.
It's been so long since we've seen everybody.
Well, that's true. This is true. But I'm glad that you've been good enough to come on again for us and to talk about ORCAM and what it is and some good things about that. Can you start out by please giving us some history and how you came to ORCAM?
Absolutely. So how I came to ORCAM, I was just absolutely in the right place at the right time with a very open mind. The company was just launching the product, mm-hmm. and I was looking for something different to do that was meaningful, that was just completely different. And I met the right people. It was really a matter of timing for me with ORCAM, and I have been lucky enough to be able to grow with the company. I've been lucky enough to be able to help grow the company, and I've really been lucky enough to keep meeting new people, but also to keep having the same relationships and meeting people that have been with us the entire time. You know, I was kind of thinking about the timeline, Sam, of when I met you, and I can trace that back to when I met Charlene. I can't remember if you introduced me to Charlene or Charlene introduced me to you, and you guys also introduced me to other people in the community.
Yes.
You guys were here with us from the beginning and part of...
Yeah, we kind of were, weren't we?
Yeah, part of the excitement.
That's amazing. I didn't think of it that way, but that really is true. And it really is often all a matter of the right time and the right place. I can't tell you how many times... it can be a wrong time in the wrong place too, but
<That's>
in this case, it was the right time in the right place. So start out, I'm glad to see that you're still with ORCAM Technologies. Talk about what ORCAM is. Just give us a basic answer. What is ORCAM?
Okay. So it's not so basic. It's kind of a long answer, but... Mm-hmm. I will give the gist of it is that it's really a personal assistant. It's a tiny device that sits on your glasses. It's a device that is now about as big as my thumb.
Mm-hmm. Which has changed.
Right.
I knew it.
Yes, it really has changed. I'll talk about the device today, and also I'll talk about the history, you know, where
okay.
we were,
yeah.
where we are now. So now it is a tiny device the size of my thumb, and it uses a program called optical character recognition, mm-hmm. which is a program that transcribes text to speech. And the device sits and it talks to you. So it doesn't matter what is or is not going on with your vision. You can be totally blind. You can have perfect vision and have dyslexia. If you cannot see or process text, this device is going to do it for you, and it's going to do it for you in real time, quickly, accurately, and discreetly. Mm-hmm. You can connect the device to Bluetooth so that you're the only one who hears it. But it's this little device that sits right next to your ear on a pair of glasses, and it talks to you. It's not connected to the internet. It's totally private. So it talks to you. It lets you know what's going on. It will read you any printed text on any surface. It recognizes faces. It recognizes products. It recognizes colors, money. And those are the features that we have, and barcodes. These are the features that we've had in the device for a long time. And they keep getting better and better and giving people more and more accurate, fast information. What were you going to say?
I think there's a handheld one too. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I'm going to talk about that in a second.
Good. I want to know the differences.
What we've been doing during COVID. So this device has a brand new feature that we call smart reading. And the smart reading, I like to think of as sort of an offline Alexa. So you can tap on the device, and instead of now having to search for what you want it to read, which is really simple with OrCam, I don't want to dismiss how simple it is even without the smart reading, but with the smart reading, you can tell the device to be very specific. So say you're reading a newspaper, mm-hmm. and you want to know the headlines. You don't want to read everything or try and jump around to figure out what you're reading. You can tell the device, read me the headlines. And it will read you the headlines that it sees, and then you can decide what you want to hear. You want to hear about the weather. You can say, read, and that was the second article. Mm-hmm. Read me the second article. And it will read you the second article if you're looking at one of your bills. And you don't want to read the entire bill. You just want to know when it's due, how much do I owe, and they messed up. What's a phone number that I can call and tell them they blew it and they need to fix my bill? You can be really specific. Read me the phone numbers. Read me the amounts. Read me the date due. Say you go into a restaurant. You can, instead of searching the whole menu, which is doable, and sometimes you want to know everything, you know that all you want is the vegetarian menu. You can say, read me the vegetarian options.
Hold on just a minute. So I want to ask some things about the MyRead. I will start out with saying, okay, so you can do this, but do you have to, you must have to scan stuff in first?
Nope, not at all. There's no scanning. What you do is you hold your text that you want it to read in front of you. So your menu, your bill, whatever it is. You tap the device two times. You wait for a beep. And you say smart reading. And then that device knows that you want it to very quickly read everything for you. So very quickly it reads. Then you can start just giving it these commands.
Do you have to tap it each time that you want to give it a command?
You have to tap it each time you want to scan something different.
Okay.
So, and it's just a very quick tap. You can tell it what to do within the parameters of what you told it to look for. But if you want it to look for something else, you just have to say, restart smart reading.
So that can be, like, for instance, in the paper, a lot of stuff. You'd have to know what page, like, something is on. But it must scan pretty quickly, or it must look pretty quickly when you're looking at it. How quick can it find something? Let's say you have a page of stuff in front of you, mm-hmm. and there's an article towards the bottom. It's a full page of whatever. Mm-hmm. How quickly can it go to that?
In a matter of seconds. It reads a lot and computes a lot faster than we do because it's machine learning. So,
and this is the one that sits on the glasses, right?
This is the one that sits on the glasses. It is also the one, the handheld. It's available in the handheld.
Can you tell us the differences between the handheld and the one that sits on the glasses?
Absolutely. So during COVID, we launched a whole new product. The device that sits on the glasses is wonderful, and it's tiny, and it's discreet. But what we heard from people is that, you know what, not all of us need tiny and discreet. Some of us need, we just need to process text. And it doesn't need to be so tiny. We could hold something in our hand, and we can push this button, and we still want it to go with us. We still want the full power of the OCR that OrCam offers, but we could use something that is more simple. And so during COVID, OrCam launched what we call the OrCam Read. So the OrCam Read looks like a pen-sized OrCam.
Okay.
So the headborne one is the size of my thumb. Mm-hmm. And the OrCam Read is about as big as a fat Sharpie.
Okay.
So, or a regular size Sharpie if you put two of them together. That's about how big it is. And you hold it in your hand. It has a camera on the end, and it has a circular button toward the top of the device. And what you do is you just point the OrCam Read at what you want it to read, and it will read it to you. And that's it. So, for instance, for a child sitting in school struggling with dyslexia.
Ah, yes.
Right now, if they need to read a whole page, they would either have to leave the room and scan it on a big scanner, or take out their phone and scan it. They would have to go through a whole process. Whereas with the OrCam Read, it's going to read you an entire page at a time by simply shining a laser on what you want it to read. Or you can also isolate. There is a laser on the device that can make a box, and you can adjust the size of that box by simply moving the device closer or farther away from your page. And you can isolate exactly what you want it to read to you, and it's going to read it to you in real time, quickly, accurately, and it can go right into your ear with a pair of earbuds.
Now, can the glasses do this exact thing too?
So the one that you wear in your glasses, it does not have a razor, a laser. What it has is the ability to look for your finger. So you can, the one on the glasses, you can either point to what you want it to read to you.
Yes.
And if you can feel it, you can point to it. You know, you don't have to know exactly where it is. You could reach out and touch it. But you can also, if you know where your text is, you can tap it.
You can look at it, tap it and look at it.
Yep, you tap it and look at it. And you can also give it a vocal command now with the smart reading.
Now, when you say look at it, does it see where your eyes are looking and to determine, or is it where your head's facing?
So it's where your head is facing.
Okay.
And I always like to tell people, either think of it as the device is two eyes with 20/20 vision.
Mm-hmm.
And think of it as kind of lights like going out from your eyes. And that's where you want your text to be. Or also just let it follow your nose.
Okay. I want to stay on the glasses a little bit.
Yes.
Tell me about what the glasses look like. What are your choices? Do you have to have a certain type of glasses? Can you put them on anything you want?
So it, yes. It comes with a pair of glasses that are black. They look good really on most people. They're becoming, but you do not have to use these glasses. We just send these glasses along for people who don't have glasses or people who just want to use these glasses. There's no prescription. What is important is the mount. So there's a little magnetic mount sitting on the side of the glasses, sitting on the right side. Or sitting on the left side, whatever is your preference. And the device needs to clip to that magnetic mount. So the glasses that it will not work on are skinny wire frames because the mount is a zip cord. Mm-hmm. So it needs to have a little bit of a bow to grab onto, but you can mount 10 different pair of glasses and change your glasses as many times as you want. As long as that mount is there, the device will sit on the mount.
So the device does react to a certain amount of hand gestures. How many hand gestures are there and what do they do exactly?
Okay. So the hand gestures that it recognizes, it recognizes a pointing gesture. And when you think of pointing, you think of pointing with your finger straight out, mm-hmm. like you're pointing at something.
Right.
The pointing gesture, I'm starting to call more of a pointer gesture. So you want your pointer finger to go straight up in the air and have the rest of your hand making a fist, just like Charlene is doing. Mm-hmm. And what it's looking for is the back of your nail bed. So if you hold up your finger,
uh-huh.
and you just point it right out at your text or straight up and down at your text, you're going to hear a little beep. And then you move your finger and it's going to start reading to you. And it recognizes that gesture. There's another gesture that is called the stop gesture.
Okay.
And that is, you hold up your hand, you put five fingers right out in front of you, mm-hmm. and you put your hand out as if to say, stop. And if you put that right in front of you while it's reading, it will just stop.
Okay.
And then there's another magic little gesture in there, which is a great surprise for people who like to know the time and the date. I'm constantly forgetting the date, especially with COVID.
Uh-huh.
So there's a watch gesture. So you do not need to be wearing a watch, but there's a gesture that looks like you make a fist and you raise your hand as if you're looking at your watch. If you do it just for a couple of seconds, it's going to tell you the time. If you hold it for another second or so, it's also going to tell you the date, and you don't have to wear a watch.
Cool.
Yep.
So I want to cover each thing that it does, but I want to at least understand the big difference between the handheld and the wearable. Is that fair to call them those two things?
Yes, definitely. So
the handheld has the laser, mm-hmm. Which the laser enables you to do what? To read better than the glasses or...
No, it's not at all better. It's just meant for people who have a little bit of vision. So for low vision, you can actually see where that laser is.
So you can directly affect what it reads by pointing it towards that.
Exactly. So
okay.
Whereas the wearable, your finger acts as that laser.
Your finger or your head, right?
Your finger or where you're pointing, right? You can tap the device, you can talk to the device, and it's exactly what you said. It's all about where is your head pointing?
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So but do the wearable, so since the wearable is more for a partial vision, mm-hmm. and the glasses could be, I presume, either or.
Yes.
Do they all have the same, for the exception of the laser, do they all have the same menu items on them?
They do not. The basic menu items, such like changing the voice, you mm-hmm. can have an American female or a British male. Mm-hmm. Those are the same. You can speed it up or you can slow it down. Those are the same. But the handheld device does not have facial recognition. Right now it doesn't have the barcodes. It doesn't have, have the money. Down the road, those will be available a la carte mm-hmm. for people who want them. But right now in the handheld, in the OrCam Read, what's available is reading.
Gotcha.
Or you can get it with the smart reading.
Aliza, I want to talk about barcode scanning. Tell me a little bit about this. How does it work?
So the way that it works is, as long as your device is turned on, you just hold a barcode, you just hold whatever you want that barcode to be read. Just hold it in front of you and just wait a second and it will tell you what is there. If you can't see and you don't know where the barcode is, you can just very slowly move the product around and it will find that barcode and read it to you. You just have to go slow.
Okay. So if I had a cereal box, let's say that, and it had a barcode on, it would read like Raisin Bran. And it might read what would it all say? Like, does it have all the stuff, the dietary stuff? Is it different for each product?
So if you're only looking for the barcode, my suggestion is to use the automatic detection and just let it read that barcode. And it would say Raisin Bran 10 ounce box.
Ah, okay.
Something like that. If you want to hear all of the dietary, if you want to hear the ingredients, if you have a box of something that you need to prepare and you want the instructions, that's where you can use the OCR to read anything on the box. Or that's where you can use the smart reading.
So you could tap and say, tell me the instructions.
Right. You don't want to hear everything on the box. You
just how many barcodes are there? And if you find that there's not one by chance that's in there, can you add it? So first of all, how wide of a variety of barcodes do you have?
So I don't know an exact number because very often I'll find something is in there that was not in there. So I believe that whenever they're doing an update, they're also putting some barcodes in there. So we're talking in the millions.
Excellent.
But there are still a lot of products that are not in there, and there is a way to teach it barcodes. So there's room in there that you can teach it up to 100 barcodes.
And it's pretty easy.
It's very easy. It just takes a matter of a couple of seconds.
All right. Do you have something you could show us how it reads?
Absolutely. And I see Charlene is reading. So yes, I want to show you how it reads. I also want to show you how the read reads, and I'll tell you what I'm doing. And
you might have to get it close to your mic.
Yeah. Are you able to hear that?
A little bit. Yeah.
A little bit.
I'll come really close and I'll tell you what I'm doing as I'm doing it. And I'm wondering also if you want to talk a little bit about what we've been doing during COVID, because it was during COVID that they launched this smart reading. And it was COVID that they launched this brand new product, the Orcam Read.
Yes.
So the company really, I think, recognized early on that we're not going to get out of this as fast as we all want to get out of this situation.
Yes.
And we still need to accommodate people, maybe even more because everyone is at home. So whereas people might have aides, kids in school, we'll have people to help them. Parents might be more available. You know, now I think everyone is just scrambling. I have to work. I have to take care of my kids. I still have to get all of these things done. And they said, you know what? We're not going to wait. We're going to launch these because these are so valuable to people, maybe even more so during this time. And they wanted to bring these to the community. So Orcam itself actually really quickly, they sent all of the engineers home and had them up and running and working from home, I think within a week or less.
Wow. And
they sent the whole global sales team sort of as the pandemic, came down upon us country by country. They were like, okay, now you're home. And they said, everyone, keep doing what you're doing. You need to connect with people. You need to connect with all of your partners that you're working with in your ecosystem, and just make sure everyone is supported and they know what they're doing, and see how we can help them. And that's really what the company just kept going strong during this time. We just won an award at CES, the Consumer Electronics Show.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, for the Orkem Reed, mm-hmm. we got the Best of Innovation Award, which was incredibly exciting to win another award at CES, because this is a big, amazing show where everyone comes with their best of their best. So that was a huge accomplishment for us.
Yeah.
And it was a really interesting and powerful shift to keep doing this work during COVID.
So I'm curious about the my reader. Is that kind of what you call it? My read?
The Orkem read.
Orkem read. Mm-hmm. Can it read like through screens? Like, cause I know a lot of times you have an iPad or something, you know, most kids now, they don't have a textbook necessarily. They have all their stuff on their iPad. Mm-hmm. So you can do the voice a lot, but can you, if you wanted to, could you take it and have it read the screen?
Absolutely. It reads computer screens. It really will read any printed text on any surface.
Wow.
So
cool.
Yeah.
So I could cheat and have it look at my kid's work and say, no, you don't have that all done.
yes. And you won't be the only parent out there doing that.
Ah, excellent. All right.
You definitely could do that.
Did you want to tell us, is there any more about that, or should I move to the next thing?
Yes, let's move to the next thing.
Okay.
I just really wanted to.
Yeah.
Talk, because I think it's significant.
Oh yeah, totally is.
What was,
yeah, that's really important. I want to talk about the recognizing money, because, mm-hmm. you know, I think there's a lot of things that you can pull out and have recognized money, but it's just one more thing. This feels like it's kind of built into this. And so you don't have to pull something else out. I just want to, does it read both new and old bills?
Yes, it does.
And how many different kinds of money does it read?
Oh my gosh. A lot. I don't even know the number now, but it will read euros, it will read pesos, it will read Canadian dollars, it will read Israeli shekels. We're global.
Wow.
So it knows a lot of currency.
That's cool. How long does it take to recognize something monetary with the money?
Just a second. It's exactly the same thing, the same way that you can hold a barcode right in front of you. And mm-hmm. just pause, and you do the exact same thing with money.
So can it tell you if it's a counterfeit bill?
Yeah, unfortunately, no. But I haven't been able to get my hands on a counterfeit bill.
That's okay. The regular ones can't either. So I just thought it was funny that somebody asked me that once. Can your reader tell you if it's counterfeit? I'm like, I don't know. I've never had one. So it seems like just about any country you could go to, or a lot of countries you could go to, you'd be able to read what your money was. It sure gives a new meaning to being able to make sure the cab people are honest with you. If you don't want to use a credit card, or if you have that money exchange, you know, making sure you get what you are supposed to be getting.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'd like to talk about facial recognition.
Mm-hmm.
Talk a little bit about how that works.
So what the facial recognition is doing is it's not taking a picture of your face. It's actually it's taking a bunch of different measurements of your face. Mm-hmm. So facial recognition needs to see two eyes, a nose, and a mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's measuring from different points. And it takes those measurements and it computes those measurements. And so for us, we teach facial recognition that you look at a person, you sit about 3 feet apart, shoulder to shoulder, nose to nose, and you hold the side of the device and it will say face learning, please hold the device for up to 30 seconds and you can hold it for a full 30 seconds. You can hold it for 2 seconds. Then when you're done, you let go and it says, please name the person in front of you after the beep.
Yes.
A long beep. And then you just say that person's name. It will read the person's name back to you. And if you like the way that it sounded, you just tap the side of the device to confirm, or you can swipe to start over.
If you have more than one friend that eventually that you meet that has the same name, can you go change that name to Sam J instead of, just Sam?
Absolutely. Yep.
And can you do it through now? You know, you don't have the idea of just sitting down necessarily face to face with someone.
Right.
So let's say how we're doing right now with Zoom. Can you do it through the screen?
Yes, you can definitely do it through the screen. The only problem is that we have too many people. So you really only need one. You can only have one face at a time to teach at a time.
So gotcha. Yeah.
Let me see.
But if you are doing a one-on-one, you could have it point to the camera and have it see that person.
Yes.
And do that. That's cool.
Yeah.
Is that new or did it always do that?
Theoretically, it would always do that. It's just more accurate. So the device just keeps getting better.
Can you do it with a picture?
Yes.
Like through a picture frame?
As long as there's no glare.
Okay.
But yes, you can.
So it has to be a human. I can't take picture of my dog. And
I knew you were going there.
This, Charlene, all kidding aside, this is such a big want from people. And it's just something I think because of all the fur, they just can't get the measurements.
How many faces can it hold?
Up to 150.
Cool.
Oh, I don't have that many friends, so I'm good.
Oh, poor Charlene. Everyone's got to email her now and be her friend. That is major cool. So does it recognize expressions? So like if it says, Sam J or whatever, can it say smiling or anything or?
No, right now that it just can't.
All right. I want to, that facial recognition is really cool. And how accurate is it?
It is pretty accurate. It can definitely think that someone is the same person if they have very similar bone structure. So for instance, my sister and I don't really look alike in the sense our coloring is different. My eyes are brown, her eyes are blue, but our bone structure is so similar that my guess is it could get us confused.
Wow.
Yep. It won't recognize twins.
Ah, really?
Unless they have something subtle that we're not seeing, but like identical twins, it would be hard, but it's really pretty accurate. It's really good facial recognition.
So presumably if you walk into a room, you can hear the people announced who look at you, like you can't come up from behind and know that that's John, whoever. You would only know if he turned around and looked at you.
Yes.
Or if you heard him talk, obviously.
Right.
So what I wonder though,
Right. If he said, hi, Sam, it's me.
Yeah. What I wonder is, let's say you come into a room and you have three people look at you. How does it handle that?
If it knows all three people, it will actually announce all three people. Or if it knows one person, it will say, Sam Jasmine, and a woman is in front of you, and a child is in front of you.
Ah.
Okay.
So you'll know that there's about three people that are in there.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I want to stay on this and talk about what the objects that, you know, when I watch the videos, it can obviously tell you if there's a chair or a cup or a person. Do you have to train it that, or does it just have that in it? Does it come knowing that?
So right now, that is in the device, mm-hmm. but it's in beta, which means that it's not there yet. It means the company put it, in there.
Oh, they cheated.
It's a teaser. This is a gift for people who are, they wanted to make sure that the hardware can handle it and that you have this software gift, because when they do updates, when they tweak it, it will get better. Right now, they're working on it. It's a work in progress.
And will the idea be that you could add more things or objects if you wanted to have it identify things in the future?
I wish that I knew the answer to that. I don't know if they are just teaching it a bunch of different things, and one day we're going to just be able to look at this or that or the other thing, and it's going to be in there because they taught it that, or if it's something that we're going to be able to teach ourselves. I don't have the answer to that.
Gotcha.
I wish I did. I don't know if I'd be able to spill the beans, but but I actually don't
We could
know.
Try to bribe you. We have ways of making people talk.
Exactly.
So I want to just whip back to the text reading.
Yes.
Where it talks about, you know, you can read text with a newspaper or out of a book, I presume, or sounds like you can read it through over an iPad screen.
Yes.
What's the limitations for text reading of it?
There's no limitations. This device is so smart and knows how to read its text. It's like a Labrador retriever, you know, who wants to fetch its bone, and it is not going to stop playing until you're like, I can't do this anymore. I have to stop for a while. This device is just going to keep working, especially with the text and now with the smart reading. It's just even easier to find what you want it to read because you can be more specific.
There are no
limitations.
Yeah. It just seems like there's a never endless amount of stuff. It does. Have they been able to keep it? Like for me, I like, you know, I admire that the iPhone could do so much, but sometimes it does so much that there are things it doesn't do so well. Mm-hmm. Presumably your OrCam Technologies is concentrating to make sure that everything that they do add, that it does well, that it's more important it does things extremely well than to have 40 things on that it does somewhat okay.
Exactly. And that's really, you know, we talked about the object recognition being in beta right now.
Right.
So normally they wouldn't even put that in there until they have it. But they decided to just let our OrCam users kind of go along on the ride with this. So I can tell you, I know that we have the best OCR on the market. I've heard people even working for other companies saying, okay, you guys have the best OCR. Our engineering team is well over 200 people now. They're full-time employed and they are working hard to have this continue to be the best OCR on the market. We know that we don't have, you know, airport facial recognition technology, but what we do have is the best face recognition that you're going to be able to get in a device of this size that does what it does. The money reader is accurate. The barcode is accurate. I hope nobody from the company is listening to what I'm about to say. color reader.
But that's the next thing I was just going to touch on, because yeah, it recognizes colors. So talk about that.
It's as good as the other color readers on the market.
Okay.
And that is a function of light. It's a function of where you're standing. It's a color reader.
That's, yeah.
We're not gonna pump that one up, but it's in there.
I will say I've been disappointed in most color readers I've seen. Not only because they don't always get the colors right, mm-hmm. but they, you know, I think there could be more diversity of what colors they can tell you. Mm-hmm.
This one has a huge range of colors, like things that one time it told me mauve pinkish.
Oh, and was it right?
I've heard sort of random colors in there. You're not going to walk out with a blue sock and a white sock. You're going to know that you have a light colored sock and a dark colored sock. You could walk out with a black sock and a navy blue sock, depending on where you tested that color.
So the accuracy isn't the best.
Right. It's as good as the other color readers.
What happens if you pointed at something
random color that is maybe the darker color, the more prevalent color?
Gotcha. Okay.
Well, one thing that I like about the charging is the little magnetic. Yeah.
Oh.
I
like
that. Yeah. Let's talk about the charging, like battery. How long does it last? You gave a little. What's the difference between battery life with the handheld as opposed to the wearable? Mm-hmm. How does that work?
The way that it works. So the wearable, mm-hmm. if you're using it nonstop, continuous use up to 90 minutes. And the handheld, continuous use up to 4 hours. Charlene is wearing her device right now. I can see her with her device, and Charlene has her device plugged in. So if you're sitting in front of a computer and working, you can just work with your device plugged in. Mm-hmm. I have the biggest charging paranoia. I start to freak out when my phone battery goes under 80%.
Oh, wow. Oh, you too, huh? I have that.
Yeah, I'm crazy with the charging.
Wow. Okay.
Kind of neurosis in this world.
I'm not even going to tell you guys what I do then. But a half hour, 90 minutes doesn't feel like that much time to me.
So it will go to sleep. It'll put itself to sleep if you're not using it. Why the difference
between 90 minutes and 4 hours with the two devices?
The size of the device. So the device sitting on your glasses really needs to be small and light and comfortable. It's under 1 ounce. So mm-hmm. they could only put so large a battery in this.
Battery in it, yeah.
And
how long does it take to charge?
You can go from 0 to 80% in 20 minutes.
Yeah, just fast, really fast.
All right, so that's not so bad then if you're talking about that. And is it worth, like, is it worth getting another battery you could just pop in if you're not in a position to charge and you need to use it longer term? Or is that harder to do?
So you are never, ever going to actually touch Orchem's battery. Inside of the device, which you don't have to take apart. We have a battery pack that we sell called a Charge Me. That is a little pack that you could just drop it in there when you're not using it. Mm-hmm. And it will charge it really fast. And you just charge your Charge Me. It holds at least 4 charges.
You
can also use any external battery pack.
Okay. Kind of like the things you can buy for cell phones if you're out on the go.
Exactly.
And you're not near something. Okay. How about navigation wise? What are they doing in regards to navigation? Is that the same as the cup or chair? When I saw somebody say, what's in front of me? And they said, a door to your left and a door to your right. Mm-hmm. How is that in there now?
So it was in there a little bit, and they actually pulled it out of there.
Why?
It is not there yet. It's just not there yet. And navigating people who cannot see mm-hmm. is a huge responsibility.
Yes, it is. So, yes, it is.
So knowing that it's just not there yet, it was something it was part of the beta.
Ah, gotcha. And, yeah, I was wondering how that it is. It does get tricky, right? Because there's so many things that are in competing in a way with it. You've got light that you might have trouble, you know, if there's lighting and many things.
Exactly. So it needs to be safe and work really, really well. So they pulled that one out.
In the original one, I know what the thing that I was excited about in the original one was, as you remember probably, was the signs and the street signs and the idea of reading the shops when you're walking by.
Yeah.
But at that time, it depended so much on this, the gesture of pointing exactly to the sign. Is it gotten a little better? Like, can you more look at things and have it read it then? Or do you have to keep doing the point gesture? Because that does feel like a more partial vision thing.
Right.
Unless you know exactly where something is.
It has gotten so much better. The device that you tried, Sam, it's really a different device.
Mm, yeah.
Charlene's nodding, and actually Charlene has one, and Charlene uses one. I use this device every day of my life, but my vision is fine. So mm-hmm. I can, you know, say it does this and it does that, but I think we want to let Charlene speak here for a minute because she's using this in real life.
So Charlene, but have you done it with street signs and things like that, Charlene?
I got to admit, I haven't had a lot of chance because of COVID. but for it, the processor now is eons better than the original one. I mean, it just reads everything so quick. It just, and I actually, when I looked at the screen, and I put my, hadn't got my finger up there to unmute, it was telling me, mute button.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. So, but you're saying, Aliza, that the street signs read easier. Somebody can maybe look at the street signs, and does it have a wider variety of a path of seeing then? Is that the difference?
I don't know that it's any wider. It still sees out like a cone, 70 degrees all the mm-hmm. way around. It just does everything better. So for instance, I play the violin.
Uh-huh. And I can get
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay.
Sam, you'll relate to this. So you can get your violin in tune using the pegs
yes.
at the end. But when you want to get it, you know, just exact, it's so nice to have those fine tuners.
Yes.
So it almost feels like, you know, I know that it's a lot more technical what they did with the Orcam to make it so much better. Mm-hmm. But I always think of it in music terms that they put fine tuners on everything.
Ah, gotcha.
It is incredibly better. I mean, I can't even explain it. It's just, it was good in the beginning, but this is at a whole different level. I mean, it's just, it sits on your glasses just like that. It's so small. You don't even, there's no cumbersome thing going on.
I need to take, go ahead.
Has had both versions. Since
yes.
the beginning. Yeah. Charlene, I think Charlene, you were one of the very first people in Minnesota to have.
I think, yeah. I sent you on your journey.
Yep, you did.
Aliza, I'm wondering, is there a help menu in the Orcam? So if you need to get help with something?
Absolutely. And you can just ask it. So you can ask it. It has several commands. So you can ask for help. You can ask for the Orcam to enter the menu for you. You can ask, if you can't remember the vocal commands, you can even ask for the vocal commands. You can ask it to tell you the battery life. You can ask it to talk faster, slower.
So you can really control it, voice control. a lot of it.
Yep.
So how can you, how does it work with the updates?
So the way that it works with the updates is we ask you to connect it to your home wireless. It's a very simple process. You get a QR code. You connect it to the wireless network in your home. And when there are updates, they just send out a ping. And when you plug it in, it will just grab it and it will do the update.
It'll tell you the progress.
Are the updates free?
Pardon?
Are the updates free?
The updates are free as part of your warranty. Now, I should say not the upgrades. So if they add a whole new feature, unless they decide to surprise us, like they did sort of during this time, if they add a whole new, completely different feature, that would be considered an upgrade, sort of a different product.
So the updates would be considered improving upon the features that are currently in there, and the upgrades would be like, let's say they add some object recognition more. That would be an upgrade.
That would be an upgrade, but right now the object recognition, they put it in there really as a gift to everybody. So it's not people who have the device now with this beta version of the object recognition.
Mm-hmm.
When they officially add object recognition as a feature, it's already going to be in there. And it will get better as an update. Charlene's clapping.
And is there anything else it can do via the internet besides update?
You know what? That's it. That is the only reason that you're connected to the internet. They want this device to be private for people. And they want this device to work on its own and not have to be connected to an internet. So if someone's working in a basement and they can't get internet, if someone is in a legal setting, if someone is working with sensitive information.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're out nowhere.
You're out in the middle of nowhere, if you're in school and you're taking a test and you can't be connected, obviously.
Can you save information on it?
No. The only information that you can save are the faces that you add, the barcodes that you add.
But that's too bad that they don't make it, communicate so you can copy stuff to something.
Right. That's it's not in there.
Gotcha. How about, is there any idea of, you talk about that you can connect it Bluetooth. Does mm-hmm. this mean with hearing aids? And how about external speakers if you wanted it to be louder and sound really good?
Yes, absolutely. So the Bluetooth, it actually gets it's really loud when you have it connected to the Bluetooth.
Uh-huh.
And it will connect directly with Starkey Livio Edge hearing aids.
Okay.
For other hearing aids, you need an external T-coil box, but you can connect it through the T-coil box. And you definitely, any wireless speaker, you can connect it to.
So how can we can't talk about monetary stuff. We can't talk about how much it costs,
mm-hmm.
but how can someone find out more about it?
So you can always call me. I know we're on a local radio station.
But we are global.
Okay. We're global.
We are global. We are online as well. So we are totally global.
Beautiful.
So go for it.
So you can still call me. I'm going to give you my number and I'm going to give you my email. My phone number is 612-940-9037.
Do that again, please.
612-940-9037. I'm going to give you my email.
Mm-hmm.
Aliza, A-L-I-Z-A dot Olenik, Olenick, at Orcam, Orcam.com.
Excellent. And is there any thought, because this is, even though it is a little bit of a pretty penny, even though it does a lot of great things, are there any thoughts of, you know, are you seeing anything as far as with sponsors covering this? And also, are there any payment plans that people who have to privately pay out of pocket and want it can get on?
Yes, all of the above. So for veterans, we have thousands of users, of ORCAM users who are veterans. The VA, as long as you qualify, they are incredibly generous. And we have a huge population of veterans who are blind and who have low vision who are using ORCAM, and it has been provided to them at 100% of the cost by the VA. Many, many states are covering this device. They want people to, they see the value. They see that this is helping people get back to work. This is helping people stay in work. And we have many states who are providing this at no cost.
So very, very quickly though, I'm curious to know how you're doing your demonstrations. Are you actually doing them this way when you have to demonstrate? Because you probably not, you know, you know what I mean?
So the way that we're doing them is we have many, many partners, ORCAM mm-hmm. partners. We have distributors throughout the U.S. So most states have an ORCAM dealer. Most states have low vision organizations who have ORCAMs to demonstrate. And most states have state counselors who have the device and can demonstrate. And mm-hmm. they actually, people have been able to see people in person and demonstrate the device. And yes, as odd as it seems, we are doing online demonstrations.
Gotcha.
Video demonstrations, which is the great irony of what we're doing. We shifted a lot to online, but we do have some people who are able to go out and see people in person carefully.
Well, I really, really appreciate you coming on, Aliza. It's been a long time, but it's good to know that you're doing well. And these exciting updates with ORCAM are exciting. So good luck with doing this. And I hope to be able to get my hands on and actually play with one soon. It's again, I would love to see how far it's come. But thank you very much. And I appreciate you being on.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It was great to do this again. And it's also great to talk to you and Charlene.
You've been listening to Disability and Progress. The views expressed on the show are not necessarily those of KFAI or its board of directors. This is KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and KFAI.org. My name is Sam. I'm the host of this show. Mason, of course, is our trusty engineer. Charlene Dahl is my research team. We were speaking with Aliza Olenick and in regards to ORCAM, and she is the area sales manager for the Lakes region of the Midwest for ORCAM Technologies. If you want to be on my email list, you can email me at disabilityandprogress@samjasmine.com. Feel free to join us and see our podcast list. Ask your smart speaker to play the podcast or download our trusty smart app on your smartphone. Thanks so much for joining us. Goodbye.
KPI. Dot, dot, dot.